light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led up the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of his history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
Clay Barrett and Jim Nevers reined their horses to a halt at the track in front of the Tolek County Bank.
Hold it. Yeah, I've got a hunch this trip into town isn't going to do us any good, Fay.
At least we can do is try. I'll admit the odds aren't much in our favor, but...
Yeah, even in good times, borrowing money from Billings or his bank was a tough proposition. Now with the drought lasting for over 3 months, he's not likely...
I know, Jim. It does seem sort of useless to ask Billings for a loan, but... Well, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, that's exactly what I feel like every time I talk to that Billings critter. A beggar. I swear the buzzard's got ice water in his veins instead of blood.
Let me do the talking.
Sure, that's one job you can have, and welcome to it.
Nobody around. Wonder where they...
Charlie Withers, the only clerk working for Billings. Charlie generally goes over to the cafe for a drink about this time every day.
And the old gent must be in his private office.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wonder whether we should wait out here for a while or walk right in.
Well, let's walk in and get it over with.
All right.
Proposition doesn't interest me, Mr. Lloyd. I told you many times before, I believe in doing business in a straightforward... What do you want?
Excuse me, Mr. Billings. We didn't know you were busy.
Yeah, bad nervous, eh? Doesn't the closed door indicate privacy to you, gentlemen?
I'm sorry. You see, there was no one outside to tell us that you were...
As long as they're here, why not go ahead and talk to Mr. Barrett and Mr. Nevers? My business can wait.
So can theirs, if my guess is any good. Well, what do you want?
I'll speak for both of us, Mr. Billings. Like lots of other ranchers here in the valley, this drought is about to ruin us.
I'm aware of that.
No water means no crops. Our livestock's dying off. Each of us needs a small loan. Just enough to buy hay, tide us over until...
There's no need of any further explanation, Bad. The answer is no.
No. Just like that.
I can't risk loaning money in the midst of a drought.
We're offering our ranch as a security.
What security is a lot of parts rangeland?
Oh, I disagree with you there, Billings. Both Nevers and Barrett own excellent pieces of property.
Mind your own business, Hoyt. You run your law practice and I'll run my bank.
Well, just a suggestion. In fact, I know an eastern land buyer who's willing to buy both of those spreads now, if the price is right.
We don't want to sell, Mr. Hoyt.
Well, suit yourself.
Billings won't loan any money, so we're wasting our time, Fay.
Yes, I guess you're right. Sorry we bothered you, Mr. Billings. Come on, Jim.
Yeah.
Billings, I can't understand your system of banking. If there ever was an opportunity to pick up two fine pieces of property, why, that rocking tea ranch of Barrett's is worth $50,000 if it's worth a dime.
I operate this bank and make loans in my own way, Hoyt. I demand and get full and responsible security.
Sure.
And I don't need any advice from a shyster lawyer. My system may be hard, but at least it's honest.
Yeah, I suppose so, if that's any satisfaction. I just remembered an important appointment. Two friends of mine are waiting for me in front of the cafe. I'll see you later.
That'll be soon enough.
Hello, Pete. Lud.
How are you, say, boss? Got anything worked out yet?
Everything is working out perfectly.
Yeah? What do you mean?
We shouldn't be seen together. Both of you be at my office at sundown. I'll explain.
Your office at sundown. We'll be there.
Is there any chance? I mean, is anything likely to happen tonight?
That's when it will happen. And this is one job where we can't afford any slip-ups.
Yeah, how about the law? Ain't there a sheriff in this town?
I'm on my way to see the sheriff now.
Well, good afternoon, Sheriff Grimes.
What's on your mind, Hoy?
I believe you're a good friend of Faye Barrett, the owner of the Rocking Tea.
Sure, Faye and I have been friends for years.
Perhaps you'll do a favor for him. And a service for me.
What is it?
I have a client, an eastern land buyer. He wants to purchase Barrett's ranch, but your friend won't sell.
That's so? Well, I don't blame Fay. If I owned the Rocking Tea, I wouldn't sell either.
I thought if you knew all the circumstances, you might persuade him to sell to my client.
Of course I won't. Why should I?
Barrett's desperate for money.
Maybe so, but I don't blame him for not wanting to sell the Rocking Tea. But that's his home.
That part is immaterial.
Yeah, maybe you think so. Why, Faye Barrett homesteaded that land. He and his wife built their house there. Then she died. And Faye's raising his daughter, the cutest little tyke that ever
Barrett's
lived.
Family doesn't interest me. Now, my client wants to buy the ranch.
Now, if Faye wants to sell, that's his business.
Then you won't advise him, even though it would be for his own good?
I wouldn't advise anybody.
I'm sorry. A man's real friend should help him with counsel and advice. Faye Barrett's so desperate for money, he's liable to do something foolish. Good day, Sharon.
Jenny, how's my girl?
I've been cleaning the whole house. Wash the dishes and everything.
Oh, good. With a first-rate housekeeper like you, I won't have to worry about hiring a cook.
Of course not.
Oh, that's fine. I say, Jenny, that white horse tied to the rail over there. Where'd it come from?
Oh, that's Victor. Dan's horse.
Dan? Who's he?
Oh, just a boy who stopped by here while you were in town today. See, there he is on the porch.
I've been waiting for you, sir. My name's Dan Reed.
Glad to know you, Dan. I'm Faye Barrett, and this is
Jenny. We introduced ourselves.
Good. What can I do for you, son?
Well, two friends and I, we've been riding the main trail north of here, heading east. Every stream or creek we found is bone
dry. Honey, water. Is that it?
Yes, sir. Enough for the horses.
Well, water's a pretty scarce article in these parts.
It's the worst drought I've ever seen.
We all say the same thing. Cattle dying, crops burnt up. Not even a sign of a rain cloud.
Golly.
But I've got a little spring at the bottom of that hill by the corral. There's enough water for us and for the horses. You and your friends are welcome to use as much as you need.
Thank you, sir. You're very kind. I'll tell them and we'll ride back later this evening.
Anytime.
Thanks again. Goodbye, Mr. Barrett. Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
That seems like a nice youngster. You got a fine-looking horse.
They're both nice.
Come on, Victor.
analysis. What kind of supper have you got for your old dad?
The best you ever ate.
Oh, I'll have to eat it first before I can agree with you.
Oh, Daddy, you always say that.
Both of you understand perfectly what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, we've got it all set.
How about this Billings critter?
He's over in the bank now, alone.
It'll be a cinch. And we head for the Barrett place, the Rock and Tea.
That's right. You have the papers I gave you?
Right here in my pocket. Come on, bud.
Remember, no slip-ups.
Don't worry, boss.
That was the best meal I ever ate.
I'm glad, Daddy. Right now, I'd better get the dishes washed. I'll go down to the spring and get some water.
Sure, but watch your step. Dark outside.
I know the way.
No matter how tough it gets, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I have a daughter like her. Oh, wonder who that could be.
Is this the Rock and Tea Ranch? And are you Mr. Faybert?
That's right.
Mr. Billings at the bank sent me out here.
Billings? I talked to him this afternoon and he didn't say anything.
I know. But after you left, he drew up this paper. Here. He wants you to look it over.
This is a joint note made out to Jim Nevers and me. If we both sign it, the bank will make a loan of $10,000.
Yeah.
This is great. With $5,000 apiece, Jim and I can buy enough stock feed to see us through the drought.
Well, I guess Mr. Billings figures that way, too. Yeah. You want to sign the note?
Sure.
And then we'll go over to Nevers' place and see what he says.
I know Jim will agree. He'll be just as pleased as I am. Oh, wait. I have some ink and a pen on the table. Won't you step inside?
Yeah. Here, just put your John Henry right under where it says Fay Barrett.
There. Now, wait a minute. This paper I just signed isn't the one you showed me.
You guessed it, Bird, but you guessed too late.
What the?
Oh! Lad, come on in, lad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like a gun barrel behind the ear to quiet a critter down. I just showed him.
Yeah, it feels a little better. Well, we got to plug this gin so we'll match it.
Yeah. Now, let's see. It's the right one, ain't it? This will do it. Yeah, now. Take some of this money to the next room. Plan it so somebody
Daddy,
will...
Daddy,
hey, kid, where'd she come from?
I know. Hoyt didn't say nothing about any kid.
Who are you? Oh, Daddy, you've been hurt.
Shut up. Button your lip, kid, or you're liable to get the same thing we gave your old man.
Hey, big fella. Mr. Barrett's very kind. Let us use it.
Ah.
Easy, Silver. Take it easy, big boy.
Mr. Barrett said it hasn't rained around here for over 3 months.
I don't doubt it.
Now, me see twice, fell plenty times. Never one bad as this.
Yes, it's pretty bad.
Help! Help!
Shut up! Did you hear that? Sounds like Ginny, the little girl I was telling you about.
I said shut up!
Golly, that doesn't sound like her father. Maybe it's
he's
someone...
in trouble. Steady, big fella. On, Silver!
Come on, Victor!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
continue our story. Urging their horses forward at top speed, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed race toward the Barrett Ranch house and the frightened cries of Ginny.
It's Ginny. I can tell because I know her.
Wait.
Look, that's Ginny. She's riding away.
Two men following her. She must have taken one of their horses. Good girl.
Hey, Pete, she stole my broth. Here, we gotta stop her.
I wonder what's
going on, Dan, but something's wrong. Tonto, trail those men who are following that little girl. Don't let them overtake her. Dan, I'll meet you in camp.
Get them up, scout.
Are we going to just...
A large crowd of men running up in front of the ranch house.
Who are
they? Steady, big fella. We'll find out.
Easy, fella.
They're going into the house. We'll leave the horses here and walk around the other side.
Faye's place. Lamps are all lit. Guess you hombres are wrong.
I tell you, Sheriff, we saw them come out of the bank. It was Faye Barrett and Jim Nevers.
That's right.
I don't believe it.
Well, some of the boys started shooting and winged one of the critters. Either Barrett or Nevers.
I think you're wrong, but I'll talk to Faye just to prove it. Come on, let's go in.
He got home all right.
Yeah, with a slug in his right shoulder.
Sheriff Grimes, I'm sure glad to see you.
Wish I could say the same thing, Faye.
An hombre walked in here with a fake note.
Look here, Sheriff. I found it under a pillow in the bedroom.
What is it?
Gold. Hard cash. And the canvas sack says Tolek County Bank. Yeah, I guess our story about seeing Barrett and Nevers wasn't so wrong after all.
Say, what are all of you talking about?
What do you think, Faye?
Look, Sheriff. He's got a bullet wound in the shoulder. That proves it.
Listen, a fella I never saw before walked in here tonight with a note from Mr. Billings at the bank. It was a joint note for $10,000 made out to Jim Nevers and me. I signed it. And I noticed I hadn't signed the same note I'd been reading. About that time, something hit me over the head.
Huh. How about your wounded shoulder, Faye?
I don't know.
It's kind of a thin story, Sheriff.
Why are you all talking like this? What's it all about?
Two men held up the bank tonight. They killed Billings in cold blood, then cleaned the place out. The boys here saw those men backing out of the bank. One of them had been shot in the shoulder.
And you think I was one of those men?
You and Jim Nevers. We found some of the bank's cash in your house. Can you explain that?
Well, I've been here all evening. Ginny will tell you that. Ginny, where is she?
I haven't seen her, Faye.
Those buzzards must... Ginny!
Take it easy, Faye. I'll look for the girl, but in the meantime, you'd better come into town with me.
What? I've been hit over the head, framed, and now you're going to arrest me?
I hate to do it, Faye. Oh,
Sheriff, you've known me all my life. I thought you were a friend of mine.
I am, and I'm also the sheriff of this county with a sworn duty to perform. Come on, let's head for town. What's that?
Well, I don't know, Sheriff. Couldn't be any of our boys. They lined out for Jim Nevers' place.
Well, let's get started. Come on, Pay.
Look, Tonto's already waiting in camp for us. And Jenny, Jenny's with him.
Oh, big fella.
You're here.
Ollie, we were at the spring watering our horses when we saw you right away.
Are you all right, Ginny?
Oh, Matt. You must be an outlaw.
No, Ginny. He and Tonto are the two friends I told you about.
Oh.
Where'd you find her, Tonto?
Well, a little girl ride hard to mountains and west.
Those two men who hurt my daddy were after me.
Crook ride double in one horse. Them not keep up. Me take shortcut. Meet girl at canyon.
Oh.
And the horse I was riding tired out, too. First, I was afraid of Tonto, but when he said he was a friend of yours, Dan, and promised to take me to Sheriff Grimes so I can tell him what happened to Daddy,
Sheriff Grimes knows about it now, Jenny.
He does? Oh, then I'll arrest those two bad men who hit...
You'll have to find them first.
Oh.
Have you any idea which direction they headed, Tonto?
No, me not see. But Tonto can pick up trail sign plenty quick.
Good.
I want to go home now. If Daddy's hurt, he'll need me to help
him. I don't think your father's at home, Jenny. He went to town with Sheriff Grimes. We'll take you to him.
Oh, thank you.
But first, you'll have to wait here with Dan for a little while. Tonto and I have a trailing job to do. Sure this trail sign leads back here to town, Tonto? Yes it is. This alley right off Main Street leads to a public livery stable.
Ah.
Still, one of the riders reined up here and dismounted. Must have been some reason for... Wait a minute.
You find footprint?
No such luck. I just noticed there's a lamp burning in one of the rooms in this building to the left of us.
Oh.
I think those rooms are used as offices by professional men. Shade is drawn on that one lighted window, and we can't see inside. It's worth investigation.
Ah.
Come on.
So, you let a little girl steal one of your horses and outrun you.
Well, it was a surprise, boss. You didn't say anything about this Baird gent having a kid. She just walked
That's
in and...
That's no excuse. I told you I wanted no slip-ups in this job.
Well, we couldn't help it. First thing we knew, she ran out of the house, grabbed one of the Bronx and hightailed.
Why didn't you run her down?
Well, we did trail her as far as the canyon, then she disappeared.
Fine couple of gun hands you two turned out to be. Where's Ludd?
Over at the livery stable. Nobody in this town knows him, so
it
don't...
That girl you let get away knows both of you. She could identify you in court.
Yeah. That's why I figured maybe Ludd and me had better start drifting before
Sooner
she...
the better, as far as I'm concerned. Here. Here's half of what I promised you.
Yeah.
The way you bungled the job, it wasn't worth a quarter of that.
Well, it wasn't our fault.
Shut up. I'm tired of listening to alibis. Everything was planned perfectly. I could have stayed out of it until Barrett and Evers were sentenced to jail or hung. Then I could have taken over their land on these forged notes they signed.
Yeah, sure, I know.
Now I'll have to keep prodding that dumb sheriff to keep him from believing their story.
I'm sorry, boss. Me and Ludd didn't
Wait.
Meet it.
What's that?
What do you mean?
I thought I heard a noise here at the window. Oh, I guess I was mistaken. It's a good time for you to leave.
Yeah, sure.
You and Ludd move fast. Get out of town and don't come back. You understand?
Don't worry. As soon as I get the livery stable, we'll be long gone.
Grimes.
What the? Mask?
No, Sheriff. You'd better not go. Got you covered.
Who are you? What do you want?
You have Faye Barrett and Jim Nevers here in jail.
What's that to you? Oh, I see. Faye and Jim are tied in with an outlaw.
That's a bad guess. I'm not an outlaw and they don't know me.
Then what do you
they
mean?
They were framed for a holdup and murder they didn't commit. That frame-up was allowed to continue. They both lose their homes.
Yeah? How do you know so much about it?
Because I was there right after it happened.
You were there?
Faye Barrett's little girl saw the two men who slugged her father. She can identify them.
Who are they?
We'll come to that later. Now, you're going to have a visitor in a few minutes. I want to be near this room, but not where I'll be seen when he comes in.
What the... Now, wait a minute. I'm the sheriff of this county, and there's no reason why I should palaver with the masks on me like you.
Reason's right here in my hand, Sheriff. And it's loaded.
All right. What you're saying don't make sense. But you can wait behind that door there until
Good.
We find...
I don't think we'll have to wait very long.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Oh, hello, Hoyt. What brings you down here at this time of night?
Why, I just heard the good news. That you arrested the two men who robbed the bank and murdered Mr. Billings.
Well, I've got Faye Barrett and Jim Nevers here in jail, but I'm not real certain that they're guilty.
Not certain. They were identified, weren't they?
Well, some of the boys on the street thought it was Faye and Jim. Faye's little girl may tell a different story, if we ever find her.
It's been my experience in legal practice, Sheriff, that you can't rely on the testimony of a minor, especially a girl. Children have fertile imaginations, and...
So do certain lawyers, Mr. Hoyt.
What the...
It won't work this time.
Sheriff, who is this man?
Something I can't tell you, because I don't know the answer myself.
Well, this is a surprise. An officer of the law associating with outlaws...
And murderers, Mr. Hoyt? That's what he's doing if he associates with you.
Have all the nerve.
Come on in, Toto. Bring those two men with you.
Will you catch them in every stable, like you say?
Do you know these men, Mr. Hoyt?
Why, I never saw them before.
They may tell a different story when they're in jail for something you planned and they did.
But that's a lie.
It really doesn't matter. They can be identified. Dan, bring Ginny in here.
Sure.
Ginny, have you ever seen these two men before?
Why, yes. They're the ones who hurt my daddy.
I... What are you trying to do?
Nothing. Until you hand over those two forged notes you have in your pocket. The ones Barrett and Nevers were tricked into signing. And don't try to pull a gun. You'll wish you hadn't.
My arm!
Shut up! I got the notes myself. Here. Here's the evidence, Sheriff. Are you convinced?
Well, I'll be. I sure am. So this skunk Hoyt was behind the whole frame-up.
With what you've heard and seen, you have more than enough proof against him.
And to think I was loco enough to mistrust Faye Barrett and Jim Nevers.
I don't think they'll hold any grudge when you explain. You can handle these three now, can't you, Sheriff?
Sure. That's why I keep steel handcuffs right in this drawer.
Good, then our job is done. Come on, Toto, Dan.
I'm coming. So long, Ginny.
Wait, Dan.
No.
Don't go.
Ginny, I want you to do me a favor.
What is it, Mr. Grimes?
Take this key and go back to the jail cell and unlock it for your pa and Mr. Nevers.
Oh, that isn't a favor. That'll be fun. Daddy will be so surprised to see
you. And ask him if he can ever forgive a stubborn old fool like me for making such a mistake.
Of course he'll forgive you.
I hope so. Then after I've got these three varmints behind bars, it'll just about square things up. Except for one puzzler.
Puzzler?
Yeah. That big tall gent with the mask. I'd sure like to know who he is. I can't
see. Why, that isn't a puzzler, Mr. Grimes. Dan Reed told me who the masked man is.
Yeah? Can you tell me?
Why, he's the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.